Okay, we are up to the last parak of Megillas Esther, Parak Yud. Parak Yud, it's only three psukim long, but there's what to say as we will get through the psukim. The psukim just tell us that Achashverosh instituted taxes on the Aretz and other aspects of the story of Purim. You can look in the history books. And Mordechai was the Mishnah Lamelech, and he was Ratzui L'Rov Echav. He was Doresh Tov for his nation, V'dover Shalom L'Chol Zaro. So let's get into the parak. These three psukim. Vayasim Hamelach Hakashveros Masa La'aretz. He put in place taxes. Vayayam and on the islands surrounding. Why? The Ebenezer says Lahodia ki etzliya b'chol derachav. Right, just says that he was successful. He was successful in consolidating his malchus. V'nirasa gvuraso acher hayos Mordechai lo l'mishneh. He saw a special hatzlacha as Mordechai was his Mishnah, similar maybe to Paro, that he saw Hatzlacha when Yosef took over with him. So to here, he saw a special Hatzlacha when he had Mordechai involved. The question is, what is this doing in the Megillah? What's so important for us to know that he instituted taxes? So says the Rav Nevenzahl, or remember earlier, we know that when he wanted to find out Esther's nation and where she was from, he gave everybody a respite from the taxes in order to try to get everybody into a good mood and get her to reveal which nation she was from. But now that, you know, he knows, so he doesn't have to give that anymore. That's why he put it back into place. That's what the Rav Nevenzahl says. Rav Nevenzahl. If you look at the quote from Shem the Briskarov, that it was part of the nes. It was part of the nes that he instituted taxes. Why? Because you might have thought that after such a war, there'd be anti-Semitism against the Jews, and all the people on the countryside would hate the Jews, and there would be rebellion against the king. Right. So what does this show me? Teva Dvarim, says the Briskarov. This is part of the nes that his malchusa was his chazka yoser, as he put Mordechai second in command. There is a beautiful davar nifla that is mentioned. I saw in the Biurei Chasidus Lashas Mas al Haaretz. You know, Achashverosh wanted to take away any supernatural aspects to the story, as we know. Remember, we spoke about in the Hakdama. It says Divrei Shalom ve'emes. So we know the emes, but it's also about Shalom giving a lot of emphasis and centrality to Achashverosh. So says the Botzina de Nehora. It's quoted here in the Biur Chasidus Lashas. He quotes Kasharah Achashverosh ki Mordechai v'Esther osim mines purim yom atavol adoros. When he saw they were making a yantif lo nirbein avadavar, he wasn't happy with that. Yan ki ura bazeh rak davar tivi. He just saw natural events. There was somebody wanted to murder and he got murdered. Acharei shahaman paga b'malka Esther tzibal amiso levatuk zirosav. You can explain everything. And that's what Vayasam HaMelech HaShveros Mas. What's Mas? Taxes. But Mem and Samach are the two letters. Remember the Gemara tells us, Mem v'Samach Shebeluchos, B'Nes HaYuomdim. Right? The Mem and the Samach were symbolized Nes. Those are the two letters in the Luchos that had the circles in the middle. So they symbolize Nes. So what did he do? He put Mas al Haaretz. He brought it down to the ground. He brought it down to the Tefa. Right? Mas Haaretz, because he took away any Dover Nifla from the activities and the events that took place. And the time of the cross says this idea without the drush, and that is, it's the same old Achashverosh. Interested in money, even though all of these amazing things took place, he went back and became the same Achashverosh. Right? That's the message here. You know, same idea as, you know, after the story of Lavan and Yaakov. Yaakov went his way and Lavan went his way, right? And that's the story. Rasa Shiv Chalayam, Ashlara Yecheskel Ben Buzi. The problem was she remained a Shiv Chalayam. Sometimes we have to let the events that we see shape us and take it to the next level with those events. The Pashup Shot also might just be, remember, the Sefer was written also part with Ruach HaKodesh, but also to be something that showed Achashverosh's greatness. So he would read it, then he would be happy about it. Remember, there was still Avdi Achashverosh, right? So one of the three reasons that we don't say Halal on Purim, right? The number one is that it was a Nace in Chutz La'aretz. Number two, Rav Nachman, is that the Megillah is the Hallel. We should mention that in this year. Kriyasa Zu Hallel, yeah, that's Rav Nachman. And Rava Amar Bishlam Ha'aslam Hallel Avdi Hashem Elo Avdi Paro. Right, went by Pesach. Ha'acha, Hallel Avdi Hashem Elo Avdi Achashverosh. Akadi Avdi Achashverosh Anam. We were still Avdi Achashverosh, and therefore, there was nothing to fully celebrate with Hallel. And maybe that's also why it's mentioned here, that he caused them, he made them pay taxes, you know, giving him some focus. The Chol Maaseh Tekfol Gvuraso, and all the power and the Gvura, Parshas Gedulas Mordechai, everything else you want to know about the greatness of Mordechai, Asher Gidlo HaMelech, the king raised him up, Hallowing Suvim Al Divrei Hayamim, Sifrei Divrei Hayamim, Mizrin Divrei Hayamim, Lamalche Madai Uparas. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsi is quoted in a number of Sfarim. I'll quote it from Rabbi Nevenzal. He says, what this is saying, Tanakh is not a history book. There's a lot mentioned in Tanakh that doesn't seem to be so important, and there's a lot not mentioned in Tanakh that seems to be major events that are left out, right? What there are 38 years of the Midbar that are not mentioned in the Torah, right? In Parshas Chukas, you go from the story of Korach, and then all of a sudden Miriam's dying, right? There are 38 years not, because the Torah is not a history book. And that's what, you want to know history? Look in the Sifrei Sfarim of Malchei Maldei Uparas. Sha'arotza ladas historia v'sipurei divrei hayamim v'chol parshas gudolas Mordechai zos yuchal lechapes v'limso b'sefer divrei hayamim shel malchim adu yuparas aval ha-megillah v'chol ha-omer hi kodesh v'hafachba v'hafokba v'hafokba v'eina kestam sefer historia el sefer kodeshi. It's a sefer kodesh, and want you to remember that. That's the message of this pasuk, right? If you want to know history, you can look elsewhere. Why dafka is this said here? Maybe dafka here because, obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned. So you might have read this, right? You might have read this dafka. This is mentioned by Megillas Esther, because dafka kan, where ain shem Hashem, and you might have said, it's all teva. It's all just things happen. It's all, what's the power of a malik mikre? It's just coincidence. Asher karcha baderech. And that's why this is mentioned here. It's not. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban, every letter of Tanakh, every letter of Torah, the Ramban says it by Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is not just a history book, but it's not just the Torah, right? All of Tanakh is not a history book. That same message that the Radvaz tells us by the Torah maybe applies to Navim and Ksubim too. The Radvaz that we like to mention, Chela Gimel Simin Tuf, Reish Mem Gimel, where the Radvaz discusses why there aren't any Nekudos Ta'amim written in the Torah. Lama in Koser na Nekud. We take it as a Dover Pasha for granted. But 500 years ago, maybe they asked about it. Lama in Koser na Nekud, the Pesefer Torah. Kivin Sha'akol Nitan Lamoshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Misinai. Vagama Ta'amim, right, we learned that Gemara, that even the Ta'amim were given to Ezra HaSofer, Hayiruyim Shiyachtavosa, Kadeshiyakra Kori Kriya Yishara, Bali Shibush. Right, imagine. Bali Kriya won't make mistakes. They'll know exactly how to read it. Shrigam Ha Ta'amim, Mivarim Tamak Suvim Lefamim. So why not? Why don't we have the Ta'amim? So he quotes the Gemara Mesecha Shabbos about the Malachim wanting the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu answering, and the question all the Mefarshim ask is, what was the Havamina? They read the Torah differently than we read the Torah, right? They read it in the Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu level, and therefore they read it. It didn't say Lo Tirtzach Lo Sinaf Lo Signof, but Hashem gave it to us. We want to write it so it can be understood on that level, but it has to also be understood on the Pashup Shot level. And that's why we don't have let, if we would have Nekudos, that would limit the different interpretations that we can have. Hayelo gvul vishir kedimyon hachomer shehigia lo tsura yedua v'lo hayefshelo lios nidrash kim lefia nikud amesuyam ba'osa teva. Unbelievable, right? It will be limited to how it's read. Aval mebreisha sefer Torah balul umuvla b'chol mine shlemus u'b'chol milu umila nitzlim batile tilim. There are mountains and mountains of halachas lo nasem minukadim kedei shiyah nidrash b'chol mine shlemus, so that we could have so many different levels. So that applies to Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim also. We don't have Nekudos in. Megillas Esther, interesting. Me'ikra din, you can have Nekudos in, right? Because Nichtav Igeres, you could have pictures in it. You have on some crowns, the Hamelach. But the Arminag is not to. Why? Because maybe we want to show that we appreciate that is all the different levels of interpretation not only apply to the other Sfarim, but also apply to Megillas Esther as well. And the last pasuk in Megillas Esther, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi, Mishneh L'melech HaChashveirosh, he was second in command. V'gadol LaYehudim, he was a great leader. V'ratzui L'rov Echav, and he was ratzui to Rov Echav. Let's stop there for a moment. What is Rov Echav? The pashipshat of Rov Echav, the time of Dekra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says this, is ribui, meaning to the multitudes. It means to the multitudes. Pashti Dekra HaKavana L'ribui Echav, like it says in Tainus, Rashi says in Tainus, Muhulal B'rov HaTishpachos, Hainu B'ribui Tishpachos, Rove. Okay, but the Gemara Megillah does not darshan that way. Rove Echav, says the Megillah, the end of the first parak. Again, we mention all the psukim from the Megillah are darshan, from Daf Yud to Daf Tez Zayin in the first parak. So this is the last one. Some of this Sanhedrin, went away from him at that point. Why? Says Rashi, Lefisha Bitel Midivrei Torah v'nichnas l'srara. He was Mevatel from Divrei Torah and he went to take a position. So he was learning less Torah. So that's why some Talmid Chachamim thought it was inappropriate to do that. And that's why they were poised from him. And that's why it only says Rov Echav. We mentioned this Ben Yehoyada before. The Ben Yehoyada says on here, the problem was not that he took the position before the whole salvation happened, because that was Pikuach Nefesh, right? But it was just afterwards now. He stayed in the position because he thought maybe in the future there would be. So maybe for who Mordechai was, he was the Gadol Adar, he should have left it totally. He should have left it totally, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of it, and if there was another need for something, you know, there would be other ways of salvation. But the Gemara. That's what Rove means. The Ibn Ezra says, but the Pashtus is, it means Rove, because no leader can make every single person happy. Ein yecholes ba'adam l'ratzos hakol ba'avor kinas achim. You know, there's always jealousy, there's always other people looking, in a negative way on leader. There's no leader without anything. Remember the Gemara in Ksubis? Gemara in Ksubis says, even, maybe it's a good thing. And even before the Gemara in Ksubis, Rabbi Lamb, right, in the last comment here, he says true leadership does not mean agreeing with everybody, right? Sometimes if somebody has to take a stand, and they're not going to be, it's not going to be comfortable, even to the people that one is close with. Medicine sometimes tastes bitter, and real preaching must sometimes lash as well as soothe. Mordechai, whose exemplary leadership Jews all over the world hail on Purim, was a person who did not try to please everybody. In fact, among the last words of the Megillah, right, it's Rov. What's Rov? So again, according to Chazal, it's Wamshat. But there might be another idea that this is emphasizing, that he said what he knew was right. What do you mean? Even just not bowing down. That was not socially acceptable. Everybody else was bowing down, but he didn't. Right? That's similar to the Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kufei. If everybody loves you, if everybody loves the rabbi, not one person, so then it must not be doing his job. Amar Abaya, Hai Serva Mirabban, and Demarachmin Lebanei Masa. That rabbi that everybody loves, La Mishum Demai Litfei. Doesn't mean that he's better. Ela Mishum Delo Muchach Lehu Bemila Dishmaya. He's not giving them proper Musar. And therefore, that's why they love him so much. If you give him proper Musar, they wouldn't love him so much. But again, that's the Gemara again. Rov Echad. Doresh Tov La'amo. What else it says? It says four things about Mordechai. Gadol Yudim, Ratzui L'Rov Echav, Doresh Tov La'amo, that he's Doresh Tov. The Ibn Ezra and the Mesirat HaTzadik both say, it wasn't just that when he had the opportunity, you know, he answered with goodness. He seeked out. Doresh Tov La'amo. Right? He Dailo Shiasa Tov La'asher Yidushenu Me'imo, Hinehu HaYadoresh La'asos Tov. He looked for situations where he can make it better. V'dover Shalom, L'chol Zaro. And he's Dover Shalom. He spoke Shalom L'chol Zaro for all of his children. So again, the Pashas, that means children, Klal Yisrael. But there is a comment of the Chassam Sofer. Tosfos in Megillah. Tosfos in Megillah asks, good question. Obviously, every question Tosfos asks is a good question. Tosfos asks, why is it? Right? We know Esther Amalka, when she went to Achashverosh willingly, she says, Kasher Avadati Avadati. And she says, now I'm going to be Ne'aseros Abayla. Kasher Avadati Mi Beis Abba, Kach Avadati Mimcha. The Yim Tomer asked Tosfos, Amaylo Hayim Agarsha, why didn't just Mordechai give her a get? Give her a get, and then she'll be, be with Achashverosh, but afterwards she'll be able to get married again. V'yeshlomar says Tosfos, Lefisha kol maaseh haget hu al pi edim. A get requires edim. V'haya yorish pen yisparsim adav l'malchus. Because there are edim, then it's a public thing. Two people know, right? The pasuk says, "Va'of yolichas hakol." Two people know, then chaver is like it's going to be found out. That's Tosfos. If you look in the Rashba there in Megillah on Daf Tesvav argues on Tosfos. He says, "What do you mean? He could have written ksav yad, big sugi meseches gittin, that a baal could write a ksav yad, his own writing on the get, and not need edim. He could just sign it." So Hekshav Tosfos, he quotes this, v'tirtu v'ena nachom einai, v'yetav v'ksav yado, shu kasher daraisa, v'tobay alasos kein. Right, why didn't you do that? So why not? Ela, says the Rashba, divrei agada hein, v'em yeshiv en aleyen. It's just agadata. Don't ask kashas of halacha on these stories. So it's divrei agada. But if you look in the Chassam Sofer says that ksav yad only works if it doesn't negatively affect anyone else. If it's not chav la'achrini. If it's not chav la'achrini. So, meaning here, if he had children. If he had children, if Mordechai had children, then writing a get would not be chav la'achrini. But, let me just read the line in the Chassam Sofer. He says, "Hecha de beemes chavla." I've got the chazav Rashba to give a get gali kard mahani yodos baldin mikamakam hainu hecha de lo chavla achirim. If you're not negatively hurting anybody, so if he divorces her, so she's already nifselas lekohen, right? Because she's going to be nivalala lepasola achashverosh. So he's not affecting her by writing savyad. The pasul kahuna lo havi chavla achrina dim lo tirtzel liinase lekohen miyach richena liinase lo. But if it would be negatively affect others, kagon. How would it negatively affect others? If he had no children and he has a brother, so then she would now have to kagon dim yamus below banim tisyabim lo karcha vaydegerishin mechayvim lo haachahi, and then the brother would not be able to marry her if she's a grusha. So it's chav that there's a woman, you might say the opposite, that he doesn't have to. That's what most cases in Shas is that is looked at as a good thing to try to prevent yibam. But here, the negative, Hodas al-Din can't be negative to anybody. And it would be negative to his brother. So then the Rashba would say that you can't have a Hodas Baldin. But why is the Rashba not have a problem? Because Mordechai must have had children. How do you know he had children? Right here, the last pasuk says the Chazam Sofer, Dover Shalom L'chol Zaro. Okay, he takes it literally. We know there's a minhag of singing Shoshanas Yaakov at the end of the Megillah. So we say there, Birosam Yachad Tchilas Mordechai. When everybody saw Tchilas Mordechai, or we mentioned before, going out in this, with the special begadim, they were very excited. Many Mefarshim wonder, what was so special about seeing Shoshanas Yaakov? Tchilas, what dafka Tchilas Mordechai? So one might say, Tchelis means Tchelis, the Gemara Menachas, Dom Aliyam, Dom Lerukit, Dom Lekisi HaKavit. They saw Mordechai and they realized it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they were besimcha. It was just a symbol. Or they saw a Tchelis that symbolized tzitzis, was zachartem, is called mitzvos Hashem. And they realized, right, the Kabbalah Satorah that they had, in Kimu Vekiblu, a second one, right, V'chaim Kanievsky talks about Dafka White Tzitzis too, but those are two ideas. But, once we're talking about Megillah, we have two more minutes. The Megillah, we know we read it twice. We read the Megillah twice, once by day and once by night. That's the Gemara in Megillah. In the first parak on Dav Dalid, says the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayv Adam lekrosos the Megillah by Laila v'lashanosa by Yom. So why twice? You shake the lulav once. You blow the shofar, whatever, the minimum number of times. We add on. But why dafka is there as a halacha to read it twice? So two ideas. Number one says the Netziv. The Netziv writes in the Meromi Sada that the Megillah is read twice because you want to really get to know it. So if when you read something, the first time you're remembering it, it smiles to the face. The second time you really understand it, whenever you chazer something. And we want the message of reading it a second time is ba'amkus, to appreciate the Megillah, v'lishanosa. And that's where there's a havamin of the Gemara there says, after you made that statement, is Talmidim thought that read it at night and just learn about the Megillah the next day. What kind of havamin is that? But that's the point. The tzarech lios akriya biyadiyah shel biur lahavin lahaskoba havizek kamo shalomit parsha. The bapama rishon over alea belini tuach hamamarim ubishash over shenis who some lave lahaskil yoser alea kach bechiyev kriyasa megillah biyom yesh ladaktik b'machshavasa yoser mi balayla umishmachik siv v'lashon mitzvah sheni liikuva kolkach mitzvah lashanosa, because the point is to understand it and to delve into it like we've Baruch Hashem have had the schus of doing over the past 10. The past 10 shiurim. Rav Soloveitchik has a different idea. He says, interesting, two different sources that are mentioned on that daf for reading the Megillah twice. Right? Number one, pasuk in Tehillim, Elokai ekra yomam velo sane v'laila velo dumi ali. Right, Hashem, you don't answer me. Don't be silent to me. And also, l'mani zmecha chavo velo yidom, Hashem Elokai le'olam odeka. Says Rav Soloveitchik, there's two aspects of the Megillah. Megillah, on the one hand, is tefillah. It's tefillah. Tefillah be'is sara. We read the Megillah, we feel the pain, we feel the danger, we experience it. They say some of the Rebbes used to be crying during the Megillah, at the beginning out of sadness, at the end out of happiness. But it's a tefillah mitok tzara, and that's the first pasuk. Ekra yomam. But then it's also, l'mani zebecha chavod, it's also a hallel. It's also a hidden hallel. Just like the Gemara says, kriyasa zu hallelia, that's what the Megillah is. It's a tefillah to redeem us again also, but it's also a hallel. So as we complete our shiurim on Megillah Esther, we try to be megala the Hester. We try to be uncover and reveal some of the Hester panim, Esther menatora, right, vanachi aster astir. But again, every time we go through it again and again, we'll be able to delve more and uncover more. But we should be zochet to appreciate all of the messages of the Megillah and realize that, like the Rambam and the Ravid say at the end of Hilchas Megillah and Purim, that these messages are going to be eternal. We'll stop here, B'Hashem. Next time, we'll pick up with the next Megillah, and that will be Shir HaShirim.